Welcome to the Buddy Seat Podcast by Winfield United. I'm your host, Aaron Willenberg, and we're going to jump into the buddy seat with industry experts and talk about all things agriculture. Grab a coffee and maybe some snacks, and let's get rolling. In episode one, we got a brief introduction into the types of adjuvants. And today on the Buddy Seat by Winfield United, I'm riding along with Todd Cardwell and Martin Carr, and we're going to start digging a bit deeper into adjuvants, starting with Interlock. So let's start with the most obvious question. Martin, what is Interlock?
Interlock is a drift and deposition agent. Interlock works by helping to manage the spray droplet for optimal size for improved deposition with less driftable fines. When you think of a sprayer up there in the field and you get into a range of droplet sizes, small to large, and some are in the middle, the ones that are really small, they do two things. They either drift away or they evaporate prior to reaching the target pest. And the large ones, they might not be so helpful either because they're going to bounce off or beat up and roll off the target.
But Interlock does a couple things in that it helps reduce the amount of those fine droplets. We call them driftable fines. Those are essentially defunct droplets, as they could drift off to the neighbors or unwanted target. And it helps to improve the deposition, getting more of the droplet onto the target. That could be throughout the profile, from the top of the canopy to the bottom. This is especially important if you look at diseases, for example. They don't all live at the top of the plant. Many of them reside down in the lower portion of the canopy. And we need to get that fungicide down where the fungus actually lives.
Okay, so you eliminate these fine droplets, as you say, that can drift away, but doesn't that just leave you with giant droplets? That doesn't sound very good.
No, Interlock is actually unique when you look at the spray droplet spectrum. It reduces the number of fine droplets when you look across many nozzle types, but you don't pay a penalty by taking an increase in coarse droplets as an offset.
So then what exactly are these fine droplets then?
Well, so a driftable fine would be something that would be 150 microns or smaller. So droplets that are that small are not ideal for spray applications. Basically, nothing good ever happens to a poor little less than 150 micron droplet. These small droplets or fines are not heavy enough to make it to the target because they're so susceptible to wind, either pushing them off target or evaporating. Either way, your investment that's going into those droplets is not going to where it needs to go.
Okay. So 150 microns, Todd, how big would that be?
Okay. So if you try to visualize these small droplets, and one of the easy ones that I use is to talk about, you know, what we call a highly driftable particle size, which is 105 microns. If I was to reach over and grab a hair off of Martin's head, and I don't know, Martin, can you spare one?
I really can't, Todd.
we'll grab one of Aaron's then. That is, you pull that hair out and you look at the very end of it, the human hair averages right around 100 to 105 microns. So that gives you an idea of how small those droplets really are.
Oh, wow, Todd, that is really small.
So here's what Interlock actually does. With virtually every nozzle that we've tested, and by the way, we've tested over 800 different nozzle configurations, it reduces the fine droplet component of what that nozzle produces without increasing the amount of large droplet coming out. So this is what makes it very unique. It's only working on one leg of the droplet spectrum, and that's on those fine droplets.
Oh, that's really cool. So do we know why Interlock can do this?
So if you look at how a droplet is formed, you look right by a nozzle, you see the spray water forming a nice sheet. And from that sheet, it breaks up into droplets. Interlock changes how that sheet breaks up into droplets and reduces the small amount of small droplets that are actually being formed during that breakup.
That is cool. So is this something you guys figured out, or how does it do it? Is it magic?
Well, it might seem like magic, Aaron, but truly it's just science.
Well, there's got to be other adjuvants out there that in some way, shape, or form reduce drift. How is Interlock technology different than other drift and deposition technologies?
Well, the older techs were formed primarily around two different groupings. One is what they call the polyacrylamide, which are man-made molecules. The second is a naturally occurring product called guar.
Okay, so I think I've heard of those. Are these those polymer-type adjuvants?
Yes, and polymer adjuvants have a place, but they are essentially used to create a thicker spray solution. So both of the polymer and the guar, when added to the spray tank, will cause that water to be a little bit more viscous or thicker, and then when that is sprayed through a nozzle, the breakup into droplets forms larger droplets. But the unfortunate part with that is that it makes the smaller droplets large, but it also makes the larger droplets even larger. So you shift that entire spectrum. So when you look at interlock, interlock is totally different, as we mentioned before. Interlock only works on one side of that spectrum by making the smaller droplets larger rather than both ends of that spectrum. And while a lot of competitors say that they're just like interlock, so far we've not seen anything that is exactly like interlock. There's nothing comparable.
Okay. So, I mean, you've got the droplets now with interlock, and they're not too big and they're not too small, but they're just right. So is that all that interlock does? Is it make sure you have the right droplet size, or is there anything else about the technology that I've missed?
Once we get that good-sized spray droplet, three things can happen, three good things. Deposition, depth of canopy penetration, and drift reduction.
Ooh, the three Ds of interlock. I like it. Why don't you tell me a bit more about each of those?
Deposition simply means that because the droplets aren't blowing away or drying up, we have more spray on the target pest. So you are already ahead of the game, just with the deposition part. We have more material getting to where it's supposed to be. The other advantage, depth of canopy penetration, interlock does that in a couple of different ways. One is increasing the speed of the spray droplets so that you have larger droplets moving faster, which will get lower into the canopy.
So another way of thinking about that faster droplet is the interesting thing that interlock does, as we said, it takes out those smaller droplets. The smaller droplets are what causes the velocity of a spray solution to be slower. If you remove those droplets, you have faster velocity, or the analogy I always like to make, you've got a more effective bullet to deliver that pesticide from the top of the canopy to the bottom of the canopy.
And the last is drift reduction, which is all about reducing the number of fines. The smaller the droplets, the more they have the opportunity to move off target or evaporate. Using interlock will eliminate most droplets considered driftable fines, and that is what gives us our drift reduction.
Okay, so the three Ds of interlock: deposition, depth of canopy penetration, and drift reduction. That makes sense to me. But does it somehow thicken the spray solution?
No, interlock does not influence the viscosity of the spray solution. It creates an oil emulsion, so you don't have to thicken the spray. In fact, you have no issue using it with air induction nozzles or some of the newer technology nozzles.
So, Martin, does it work with everything then?
Absolutely. We've tested across the board lots of different crop protection products, herbicides, insecticides, fungicides, desiccants, micros. We've tested with over 800 different spray tips, many different water volumes, all the new technologies, including pulse width modulation and many others. It's compatible with pretty much everything.
And so what about some of the other drift reduction agents on the market, Martin? Are those compatible with everything as well?
No, so with the PWM system or those air induction nozzles, those thickening products like a polymer or guar products, those definitely aren't compatible with something like a PWM system.
Huh. So interlock, that's really its claim to fame. It just works all the time, doesn't it?
It does. The consistency of performance across over 70 million acres each year gives me a lot of confidence to recommend interlock often.
Right on. So what does interlock technology mean to spray performance?
Ultimately, what it means is you get more for your money you've invested in your crop protection program. It gets stuff in the right spot, maximizing the performance potential of the pesticide that you put it with.
Well, can you put any numbers to that, Todd? Can you quantify it at all?
Yes. Yes, I can quantify that. With any given nozzle, we can reduce the driftable portion of the spray pattern from 50 to 70%. Turning that from a useless droplet to a useful droplet that's the impact that we make.
I love this. So we got to get the word out about Interlock. Everyone's got to know about it. What do you think we need to do, Martin?
In 2020, we covered approximately 4 million acres across Canada and 75 million acres across seven countries worldwide. So it's a good start. But you know what, Aaron? We really think that we should be on every acre.
So Interlock on every acre. I like it. It's very catchy. You did talk a little bit about sprayers that are being used with this, and we focused on ground sprayers today, but can Interlock be used with aerial?
Absolutely. The aerial market is certainly growing. It can be used with herbicides, insecticides, fungicide from the air just as much as it can from the ground.
So is Interlock as effective by air as it is from the ground?
If you get an aerial applicator to try it, the proof is in the seeing. Seeing it is believing it. Our colleagues in the U.S., we've developed videos where planes turn in front of you and you see absolutely zero drift. Seeing is believing here. And we've got experience in other countries where we've introduced Interlock. Brazil, for example, is a very large aerial market, and we're having great success there. And the same with that South African marketplace in some of the specialty crops where we're using both fixed wing and rotary for application.
Thanks, Martin and Todd. This has been great. I really appreciate the opportunity to learn more about Interlock. I've learned that Interlock is unique because it decreases the amount of fine spray droplets that can drift off target, but at the same time, it does not make those big droplets bigger, and that's pretty cool. Interlock helps you get your crop protection product right on target. And I also learned the three key benefits of Interlock are deposition, depth, and drift. The three D's of Interlock: it can help decrease deposition onto the target pest, increase the depth of canopy penetration, and decrease the potential for drift. And we can decrease those driftable fines by 50 to 70%. Interlock is a win with ground applicators and aerial applicators, and I can't wait to see it in action this year. Thanks, Martin and Todd, for letting me ride along with you today. This is Aaron Willenberg, signing off from the Buddy Seat. Over and out.